All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District Board meeting. Today is Wednesday, July 31st. It's 1:04 p.m. We have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go around everybody on the call if you wouldn't mind giving your name for the record? Ryan, do you want to start?
Yeah, Ryan Button, Board Chair.
Kirk Young, Board Clerk.
And I'm Jennifer Gallens with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Thank you. I don't show anyone else on the call. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not. There's no one online or present.
Okay, perfect. We will also go ahead and excuse Doug Young from today's meeting. He had other obligations. We'll go to the agenda, the consent items. First will be the board minutes from our last board meeting on July 22nd. Have you guys had a chance to review those and do they look accurate?
Yes.
Yep.
Could we get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes on July 22nd, 2024.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ryan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. We'll go down to the public hearing. So we're going to have a public hearing that so that the public has an opportunity to come and listen and weigh in on the final adopted budget for the fiscal year 2024. So board, what we're going to need to do is open the public hearing. We'll quickly go through the budget, and then take any comments, any questions on that.
Nope.
If we can get a motion to open the public hearing, would appreciate it.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Ryan. Kirk, is that a second?
Yep. Yes.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay, we are now in the public hearing. Let me go ahead and put up the budget. Okay, so the budget has not changed since you approved the tentative budget just what, a week and a half ago or so. So here's again, the general fund budget. There's going to be the $50,000. It's going to be spread out between legal, accounting, the insurance. This year we won't need an audit, but the following year in 25 will we will need to do an audit. They're running somewhere around 85 to 9,000, just so you guys know, we'll plug that in for next year. We do have a contingency in the budget of the 7,000, and that's how it totals up to the 50,000. Moving down to the debt service fund. So these funds came out of the bond proceeds. We're expecting interest to be 10,000 between now and the end of the year. We have the 3.1 million that was transferred in. Those are going to make the bond payments. They'll be in the reserve account, all of those things as we move forward. You can see down here at the bottom, you've got the capitalized interest, which is actually what makes the bond payments. And then we have the reserve fund. Reserve fund is there just in case we don't meet the projections of the property taxes coming in. So they have a little bit of a wiggle room in there for us.
And if we do meet those projections, then those funds would be freed up. I know this is a few years down the road or whatever, but those funds would be freed up for us to use for additional public infrastructure.
No, what anything in the debt service fund, right, has to go to pay down the debt. So what it would do is those funds would go in to buy down or bring down the principal
Oh, okay.
off of the bonds. Yeah, whatever's in there has to stay in there for the debt service. So,
Okay, no problem.
yep. So here's the specifics for this upcoming year. There's the 600,000 that we expect to make the payments. Here's the two different. We're going to do the interest and then the principal. So, like we were saying, right, anything left over, say a few years down the road, is going to go take care of or help take care of the bond principal amount.
Okay.
So next year we're expecting $599,000. So we'll have, looks like, a little less than $500 left after paying those. Now we come down. Here's the capital projects. So we have the two different proceeds accounts. So you have basically 12 million in both of the separate accounts. So looks like what they've put in is they're expecting to spend about 9 million this year. And then you have the transfers out of the 3-1. That's what's going to the bond fund or the debt service fund into those bond funds. So by the end of the year, looks like we're going to have a little 11.8 million by the end of the year. Now, coming back on the expenditures, if you guys think we're going to spend more than that 8.9, we can come back and do a budget amendment during the year whenever we need to in order to get you up to a number that you'll need.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. That in a nutshell is the budget. So, Jennifer, I don't show anyone online for public comment. Do we have anyone there?
Nope.
Okay. All right. If we could now take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that.
Okay, Kurt with the motion, Ryan with the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, so board, the next item is action items, which the only action item would be to approve the final budget for the fiscal year 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2024 fiscal year budget.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries unanimously. Do either of you guys have anything that you want to bring up for the board?
No, I think we can close the or adjourn and we're good.
Okay. I'll take that as a motion to adjourn, Ryan.
Yes.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. Hey, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Okay.
you. I
Okay.
do
Talk to you later.
have one. I do have one
Yeah.
question. Once the meeting's over, then I just was going to ask you guys something, but
Jennifer, will you turn off the recording?
Yeah.